In other news, an outburst of anger over the death of an anti-regime protester has rocked the tiny island state of Bahrain in the Persian Gulf. Clashes erupted west of the capital Manama between anti-regime protesters and police on the third day of a funeral ceremony for a young activist. The funeral rally soon turned violent, with Saudi-backed security forces firing tear gas and protesters throwing rocks and Molotov cocktails back. Mohammed Abdeljalil Youssef was killed on Wednesday. His fellow protesters said he was run over by a police car. In November 2012, a 16-year-old boy was also killed in a similar incident. The situation has been volatile in the tiny Persian Gulf kingdom since anti-regime protests began there in 2011. The ruling Al-Khalifa regime has adopted heavy-handed tactics and received military support from some neighboring countries to crush the popular uprising. Well, to discuss that a bit further, and I'm joined by Mr. Saeed Shahabi, who is with the Bahrain Freedom Movement, and he's joining us live now from London. Mr. Shahabi, as always, thanks a lot for joining us now. How do you assess, you know, where the Bahraini revolution stands right now? You know, recently we had the Emirati, I think it was foreign minister, at least one of the members of the royal family, visit the Bahraini king to show his support, and the other countries in the region, the Persian Gulf monarchies, that is, have been continuing their support. How do you assess the situation in the face of this continuing violence towards protesters?
Thank you very much. The fact that several VIPs, several high-ranking officials from neighboring countries are visiting Bahrain confirms the fact that the revolution is still there and that the regime has not been successful in crushing it. And also, it has shown that the people are resilient and they are capable of withstanding the pressures inflicted by the regime on a daily basis. That's, we still have the Saudi forces occupying the country. We still have the Emirates sending its envoys and money in order to prop up the regime. But at the same time, we have the people who are on the streets day by day, day in, day out, and the martyrs are falling. However, this only indicates one thing, that this Bahrain revolution is probably the only long-lasting revolution among the Arab regimes and among the Arab revolutions, which have become subjected to various other threats and conspiracies. Bahrainis are continuing their march to democracy, and there is no way to imagine that they will go back or backtrack on their demands. This regime has shown once again that is incapable of reform, incapable of respecting human rights, to the extent that almost every week there has been one or two international reports condemning it for its human rights violations, the latest of which has been the report by Human Rights Watch a few days ago, and also the report and the resolution by the European Parliament, which has condemned the ruling family for abusing its own nationals. So I think the situation is strong. The people's stand is not wavering. And the regime is is on the receiving end of the international diplomatic sanctions and condemnations.
Mr. Shahabi, if you can just briefly tell us, why do these regional countries, such as the UAE and Saudi Arabia, why do they fear the Bahraini revolution?
Those countries fear any revolution. They fear the Egyptian revolutions. Both Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates had been part of the plot to overthrow the regime, the government, the elected government in Egypt, and to back the military forces there. They are against any revolution. They are against the revolution in Tunisia, and they are plotting against it. Now, in Bahrain, they have not only plotted, but they have taken part in crushing the revolution with force, using force. They destroyed more than 40 mosques. They propped up the regime with various kinds of help, including the financial one, and of course the military and security personnel. They fear it because they do not want change in the region. They want the members of the Gulf Cooperation Council to remain in the dark ages. They don't want people's representation. They don't want democracy. They don't want anybody to ask them, where is the money? Where is the oil money? They are sending it to various other countries in order to support them stay in their positions. So the issue is who runs these countries and how. The people's demands are that the people must be the source of legitimacy. They must be able and capable of electing their own governments and determining their own destiny. These rulers are saying, no, we have to rule you. We have the support of the West. America and Britain are supporting us in crushing you. So this is the situation in the whole region. Bahrain revolution is spearheading the change. And by God's willing, it will succeed, and the dictators and despots will just collapse.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now. But of course, as always, we do sincerely appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Saeed Shahabi speaking just live from London.